started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your help that we have received. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in perfect peace. Thank you for blessing us with good health. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for your protection that is upon our family members and the loved ones. Thank you for not allowing evils to befall our family members. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for giving us the power to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for giving us the power to serve you, to please you, and to follow you in faith. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the things you have been teaching us on this Bible study platform. We thank you for helping us to obey the teaching. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening to learn more from your scriptures and from your Holy Spirit. Minister to our hearts right now in Jesus' name. Open our eyes to see hidden truth in your word, in Jesus' name. And as we see those truths, help us to allow the truth set us free, in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything you have done and for what you're going to do very shortly. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to continue with our topic, our new topic, which is titled Backsliding. And backsliding also means falling away from God. And it also means turning away from following God or from following Jesus. Last week we looked at point number one, and we are still in that point number one. Point number one, which says danger signs that lead to losing faith. Danger signs are signs that come first before you lose your faith. and trust in God. So these are the signs that you start to notice in your life. So we talked a lot about those signs last Tuesday. If you did not, or if you were not here last Tuesday, go and look for that teaching and listen to it. Because I'm not going to repeat those things I said. So let us move on. We talked about 2 points, and we didn't finish the second point. The second point was being filled with own ways and desire. Being filled with own ways, that is, being filled with your own ways and desires. That is a danger sign that you are falling away from God, that you are losing faith, when you are now filled with your own ways and desires. Yeah. So we looked at just one scripture, which was Proverbs 14, verse 14. And there are three more scripture verses, which we are going to look at today. Then we will now move to another sub-point, which is under point number one. Yeah, so let's look at the book of Ezekiel 14. Ezekiel 14, verse 3 and verse 5. Ezekiel 14. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 5. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Verse 5. That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Now, these are very serious issues God was pointing at in this passage. But I want us to also look at it in New Living Translation. Ezekiel 14. Verse 3 and then verse 5. Son of man, these leaders have set up idols in their hearts. They have embraced things that will make them fall into sin. Yeah, can you see that? They have embraced things that will make them fall into sin. Why should I listen to their request? And this was God talking to prophet Ezekiel. And then verse 5. I will do this to capture the minds and hearts of all my people who have turned from me to worship their detestable idols. Yeah. Let me read verse 4 so that you can understand what the Lord said is going to do to those people who have set up idols in their heart. Verse 4. This is God talking. He said, tell them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. The people of Israel have set up idols in their hearts and fallen into sin. And then they go to a prophet asking for a message. So I, the Lord, will give them the kind of answer their great idolatry deserves. Yeah, can you see that? Number one, God accused them of setting up idols in their hearts. Yeah, and number two, he said he will respond to them according to the idols in their heart. God said he will give them the kind of answer their idolatry deserves. Yeah. And number three, in that Ezekiel 14 verse 5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own hand, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. So God was saying that he will capture them. Yeah. He said, I will do this to capture the minds and hearts of all my people who have turned from me to worship their detestable idols. The word capture there is not that God wants to save their souls. Yeah, it's more like God is now fighting them. Yeah. So, it's not like, it's judgment. Yeah, it's judgment. So God said he's going to judge them. But, you know, in that way, he will now give them a message that their idolatry deserves. So he'll give them a message that will take them deeper into that idolatry so that they can be destroyed. So it's not like God wanted to save them when he said, I will capture their hearts and minds, that I will take them in their own heart. What it means is that since they want to be destroyed, since they have chosen idolatry, then I will help them. I will help them to go deeper into that darkness till they get themselves destroyed. Yeah. So, you may be asking, what exactly does having idols in your heart, what exactly does that mean? Yeah, I think I've explained it before, but because we're talking on backsliding, I will repeat it again. Having idol in your heart is exalting things above God in your heart, exalting anything above the will of God, above the word of God, in your heart, in your mind. Yeah, that is idols in the heart. Idols in your heart is anything you have exalted above God. Now, you can even exalt a blessing from God above God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I think my network was fluctuating. I was saying that idols in the heart means anything that you have exalted above God, above the will of God, above the word of God, above the lordship of God. Yeah, when you are now being controlled by something else that is not Him, that is idolatry. Because only the Lord should control your life. And I was also saying that you can even idolize a blessing that came from God. I mean, people have idolized blessings that came from God. So meaning that they exalted the blessings above God. Yeah, there are Christians who have idolized spiritual gifts, that is, manifestations of spiritual gifts, more than God. That is, they have exalted that above God. There are also people who have idolized miracles. They just want miracles. They don't want God. That is also idolatry. Some people, they have idolized testimonies. They just want people to keep sharing testimonies. Yeah. Especially some kind of testimonies. Yeah. When people come with other kind of testimonies, like people come and say, I want to testify about God's power and how His power changed me from a drug addict into a Christian who is no longer addicted. Yeah, into a Christian who is no longer a slave to drugs. Then the pastor will say, that testimony is not powerful enough. So they said, give me another testimony that is powerful. They said, give me testimony like you had a cancer and then the cancer disappeared. Yeah, they will tell you that one is powerful. Yeah, or you have been looking for a contract. And now after the prayer of the man of God, you've got the contract, billions, contract worth billions of dollars or whatever currency. Yeah, they say, yes, that one is a powerful testimony. Yeah, so they have idolized some kind of testimonies. You know, such that if you come and and tell them a testimony that doesn't look like what they are looking for or what they want to hear, they will just disregard you and your testimony. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that today in the church, people have idolized even the blessings that came from God. Yeah, they have exalted even the things of God or the things from God above God. Yeah, so the Israelites at that time, they already have a lot of idols in their heart. Yeah. A lot of idols. And they wanted to use God and to use God's prophet to back up their idols. Yeah, to promote their idols, to confirm their idols, to approve their idols. Yeah, so they want, even today, we have people like that. For instance, I've seen people that will come to me and then they'll tell me to give them a message from God. Yeah, because they want to know what God is saying concerning their lives. And when I look at them, I see that there's something they want me to see. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That is an idol. They already have something in mind and they're hoping that I will say the same thing to confirm the idol in their heart or to approve the idol in their heart. Yeah. And many times I used to disappoint them because I wouldn't tell them that thing that is in their hand, that is in their heart. Sometimes I will know that thing that is in their heart that they want me to confirm. And sometimes I may not know, but I will just know that there is something they want me to see that is not the will of God for them. There's something they want me to say, this is what the Lord is saying. Yeah. And that thing is not the will of God and the plan of God for them. Yeah. So, many times I used to disappoint them. And I would tell them what is actually the plan of God for them, which they are not comfortable with. Yeah. And I don't care if you are not comfortable with the will of God. You can leave. That is, you can leave my inbox or I can cut the call if it were a phone call. Yeah. My point is, idols can be anything. So don't think it's until you set up an image. Yeah, you set up an image or a statue and then you start to bow down to that thing. Don't think that alone is idol. Yeah, that is just some piece of wood or some piece of clay or metal. Yeah, the real idol is in the heart. Yeah, the real idol is not the carved objects or the carved tattoo or images. The real idol is in the heart. Yeah. So you can't fool God when you say, "Oh God, you know I don't worship idols. I don't bow down to any graven image. I don't go to this this shrine people are going to. I don't offer those sacrifices to demons people are doing. Yeah, you know, I don't do all of that." You can't fool God by saying that, because God himself knows that the real idols are in the heart, not just in the not just objects. Yeah, before the Israelites turned away from God to worshiping other gods or idols like Baal, Asherah, Molech, and the likes, before they did that, they have already turned the way in their hearts. They have already set up idols in their hearts. So there were things they were craving for, and they felt God could not give them. Even the God who parted the Red Sea, the God who fed them with manna from the sky for 40 years, even that God, they couldn't trust him. Yeah, so there were things they were craving for. And they felt God will not give them or cannot give them. And they were hearing of some people worshipping some idols, and that their idols was giving them those things. Yeah. I don't know if you are getting my point. So their idolatry did not just start, you know, all of a sudden. It has been growing in their hands. Yeah, they were craving for a lot of things. And they felt God can't give them those things. Or they felt God is taking too long to give them those things they were craving for. So they went astray. So now, tell me, what was the idols they were they were worshipping? It was the things they were craving for, not really those Baal or whatever. I don't know if you get my point. So the real idols was the things they were craving for. Yeah, who knows what those things were. Maybe they were craving for prosperity, whatever, we don't know, the Bible did not specify. Yeah, but those were the real idols, and they were so much consumed by those cravings that they were willing to stop serving God. Or they were willing to now bow down to another God that they feel and give them those things. Do you know that the Israelites, they worshipped idols to the point that they would give their children, they would sacrifice their children to some of those idols. I think one of them was Molech. Yeah, they would throw the child through the fire. Before their eyes, the fire will burn their child into the child into ashes. Yeah. I don't know what they were looking for that would make a parent to sacrifice his child to a devil, to a god. Yeah, so idols from the ancient times have been have been matters of the heart. Yeah, idols have been matters of the heart, not matters of the eyes. I mean, not about what you set up. That one is just a confirmation of what is already in your heart. So when you set up images, altars, statues, and then you start to worship that image, that is just a physical expression of what have always been in your heart. I hope you understand. Yeah, so idolatry will always be a matter of the heart before it will become a matter of public worship of a god or goddess. Yeah, so I pray for you that you will not set up idols in your heart. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Jesus was teaching the disciples, he said, they should stop running after the things unbelievers run after. He said they should run after heaven and God's righteousness, and that these things unbelievers will run after will naturally come to them, that they will effortlessly have the things unbelievers are so desperate to have. But look at the church today. We are not following that scripture or that teaching from Jesus. Now we are running after the things some believers are running after. We are not running after the kingdom. We are running after our idols. Yeah. So you need to sit down and search your heart. If there are idols there, because if you don't get rid of those idols, they will get rid of you. Eventually, they will get rid of you, and they can be very patient. They may not get rid of you instantly, but gradually, you'll be losing faith. And you'll be losing ground in God. You'll be losing your root in God gradually if you fail to get rid of your idols. Yeah. In fact, do you know that some people's idol is the work they are doing for God? I don't think you're surprised to hear that. Some people's idols is the work of ministry they are doing for God. They have exalted that work they are doing for God above God. So now they no longer have time for God. They no longer have personal time with God. In fact, some of them, they no longer seek the face of God. Yeah, some, they just go to the internet, they go to Google, and then they look for sermon that they can preach. Yeah, they prepare those sermons using their brain. And then after they have done that, they will go, they'll stand before the pulpit and start to preach. Yeah, they don't know that you need to seek the face of God and ask God, what is the message you want me to preach to these people? What is the thing you are saying to these people at this time that you want me to tell them? They will not do that. Yeah. All they want is the approval of the people. They want to sound very nice. They want to speak or preach on a topic that the people will really love and appreciate. Yeah. They really are not servants of God. As far as heaven is concerned, such people are servants of men, not servants of God. Yeah, I pray you will not be like that. Nothing must be exalted above God. Everything must serve God, must bow to God. Everything must submit to God. Because God is the controller of everything. He's the Lord over all. Yeah. So make sure you search your heart very well and be sure that there is no idol there. Because if there is, that is your stumbling block. That is what will sink you deep into pain and into hell. Yeah. I pray you will get rid of idols in your heart in Jesus' name. So we're going to look at the next scripture. The same Ezekiel 14. Now we are looking at verse 7 to 8. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separated himself from me and setteth up his idols in his hand, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer them by myself. Verse 8, and I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yeah, thank you, Dan. He said, and in that verse 7, he said, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face. What does that mean? The idol becomes a stumbling block. What is a stumbling block? A stumbling block is... It's like the bomb that they put on the road. I'm sure some of you know what those bombs are. In fact, sometimes when you're driving, you see a notification or a signpost that will say bombs ahead. That is, they are telling you that there are bombs ahead of you. So those bombs are usually being molded on the road to reduce the speed of the driver. So let's say there was a bomb and the driver wasn't aware and it was just coming with speed, and then the driver hit that bomb. Usually what will happen is the vehicle will somersault. Sometimes the vehicle could somersault like 3 or 4 times. Yeah, so that is an example of a stumbling block. Yeah, but in this case, we are talking about a stumbling block that you created by yourself. Not even the one that the enemy created and you were on our way. We are talking about a stumbling block that you created for yourself, which will make you fall into sin or make you fall and get destroyed. So this idolatry in the heart, they are stumbling blocks. Yeah, and indeed, and that passage God was saying that He will by Himself help them to fall, and then He will not stop there. He will cut them off. He will destroy them. Yeah, because their hearts have turned away from Him. Yeah, so no wonder we have a lot of prophecies today that are failing. A lot of prophecies that are not coming to pass. Why? Because many of those prophecies, they were God's judgment. They were responses to idols in people's hearts. And that is why the prophetic ministry is a very dangerous ministry. Yeah, because sometimes even the prophet is being judged by God too. Because even the prophets have idols in his heart. And God will now start giving that prophet visions and revelations according to the idols in his own heart. And the prophet will tell those visions to people who also have idols in their hearts. So, and then the prophecy will not come to pass because it was based on God's judgment on idolatry people have set up in their hearts. I don't know if I get my point. So let's say the idol in your heart is that you want a brand new car. Yeah. You can have a request for God. You can say, God, please bless me with a brand new car. That one is a request. It's a desire. And you believe God can do it. Yeah. But that may not be an idol. Yeah. It will become an idol when it is not your craving. And it has now replaced your desire for God. Now you desire a brand new car than you desire God. That you desire to be with Him, to fellowship with Him, to satisfy Him, to please Him. So now it's now about yourself. So you're saying, God, you have to satisfy me. Yeah. Before I satisfy you. You're saying, God, you have to satisfy me. This thing I want, you have to give me. Yeah, and you just have to give me, because that's all I want from you. I don't want to I don't want to have any other thing to do with you. I just want you to give me what I want. That becomes an idol. Yeah, in fact, some people will go to the length that God, if you can't do this for me, then there's no point serving you again. Have you met people like that? Yeah, people that will say, if you can't do this for me, God, then there's no point having you. Then there's no point following you. In fact, some will say there's no point going to church or attending church programs. Yeah, because if you can't do this for me, then why should I consider you a God? Yeah, some people's idolatry have reached that level. But it will start gradually from the level of wrong craving for that thing, to the point that you no longer crave for God. You now crave for that thing that you want. Yeah. So those things themselves, they may not be wrong. For instance, there's nothing wrong in having a nice car. So then what is now wrong is the idolatry that it has become in your soul, in your heart. For instance, there's nothing wrong with getting married. Yeah, but what is wrong is when it has become idolatry in your soul. Yeah. I pray you will sacrifice all your idols at the altar of God. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so the idols, they are stumbling blocks. And if you continue to set them before you know, idols, people bow down to them. So if there's an idol in your heart, that idol will now grow outward to become a stumbling block before you in the realm of the spirit. Though it's inside your heart, but now it will grow out of your heart to become a stumbling block before you in the realm of the spirit. And that stumbling block is what will bring you down and crush your feet and sink you deep into hell. Yeah, so I was talking about prophecies the other time. So many people, their idols have grown out to become a stumbling block over their faces. Yeah, so when prophets look at them, what they see is the idols. And then the prophet will say, oh, I can see a car. Oh, I can see a new house. Now, I'm not saying God doesn't want them to have a car or to have a new house. Yeah. But many times, God is not the one saying that at that time. If God were to give them a message, God would give them something different from that. And though that doesn't mean God will still not give them a car and a new house. But that wasn't coming from God at that time. That was called, that was high dose manifesting. Yeah, it would take a very strong and mature prophet to know that what I'm saying is not what God is saying. Yeah, because these idols, they speak like God. Remember, God himself said here that he will respond to them according to the idols in their hearts. So the spirit of the idols, they are very strong. And they speak the same way God speaks. They also show visions and revelations and encounters the same way God would do it. So I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced all these things before. I've been deceived by idols before. So I know what I'm talking about. So that is why we have so many prophecies, and they are not coming to pass. Yeah, so many prophecies by people that we know God really called them into ministry. I mean, we know it by their testimony that they were really called by God, and that they were given the Holy Ghost or the anointing to give prophetic messages. But then they were deceived by idols, and they give messages that looked exactly like the messages that would come from God, because they thought it was from God, but it was never from God. It was from the idols. Either the idols they themselves have set up in their heart, or the idols, the people that always want to hear the latest message from heaven. You know, we have people that they always want to hear the latest message from heaven. Yeah. They always want to hear what God is saying. And many of them, they have idols in their heart. They already have something they think God is saying. It's not as if they really want to hear what God is saying. They just want to hear what will confirm the idols in their heart, the things they have set up in their heart, their cravings. That is what they want to hear from the prophet. And because the prophets also have been so conquered by those idols in the hearts of the people. So the prophets also would start to give messages that there are according to the idols in the hearts of those people. Now, these things I'm telling you is not as simple as it is. These are very deep things. Because even you, some of you here, you have been victims of idols. That is, you have received visions, you've heard voices, you've even seen dreams that were from idols and not from God. And they looked so very real. Very real. And very convincing. But they weren't from God. They were from idol. Yeah. So this aspect of God's operations, this aspect of God judging people according to their idols, is one of the pitfalls in the prophetic ministry. And any prophet that will not work hard to maintain a very pure heart that has no idols will fall yeah, in these last days. I pray you will not fall. Yeah, but let us leave prophets alone. I'm talking about you here. What are your idols? Get rid of them before it's too late. Yeah, have you come to a point where you say, God, I don't care if you do what I want. Yeah, I don't care if you do what I want or not. I will serve you forever. I will please you forever. I will follow you forever. Have you come to that point in your walk with God? And say, God, if you like, do what I want. Or answer my prayer request. And then if you feel like you don't want to answer, fine. I will not stop serving you. And I will not stop loving you. And I will not stop pleasing you. And I will not stop preaching and teaching others about you and your kingdom. So until you come to that point in your walk with God, you can't be free from idols. I know what I'm talking about, because many people in churches today, their motivation is their idols. Why they attend prayer sessions, programs, is their idols. Yeah, because there are some of them, they are hoping that when the prophet prophesy, the prophets would mention their kings. Some, they are hoping that the miracle they have been looking for or waiting for will be released. Yeah. I'm not saying we shouldn't have expectations when we come to God's presence. But that shouldn't be your motivation. That shouldn't be what is bringing you into God's presence. Not what you want to gain. Yeah. I know you are not confused with what I'm saying right now. What will bring you into God's presence, whether prayer session, whether worship session, whether any Christian program, you not be what you want from God. Yeah, if it's all about what you want from God, forget it. You are still in the realm of idols. It must be about your coming to God's presence must be about God. Not about you. It must be about spending time with God. Yeah, it must be about God, and that is why praising God, worshiping God, is expected to take much of your prayer time than your request. Yeah, because you have to show a sign to heaven and to the angels that your motivation for approaching God's throne is not about yourself. It's all about God. Yeah. Yeah, so if all your motivation for prayer is always about yourself, then you are still in the realm of idols. But if it's all about God, about the will of God, yeah, then you are going to be freed from idols. I hope you are understanding these things, because these are very serious matters. I pray you stop deceiving yourself. Yeah, in fact, your prayers for yourself will be very lit. Your prayers for others will be more than your prayers for yourself when you're in God's presence. Yeah, it has to be about God. Yeah. Except let's say you are in God's presence and the person leading the prayers now tell you to pray for yourself. Fine. Yeah, but I'm talking of your own personal time with God. It has to be all about God and His will and not about you. So even in a program, in a church or ministry program, you still have to go with that same mind, that same mindset. I pray that the Lord help you to understand these things and to apply this fruit in your life. So we are going to continue. Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. 1 Timothy six and verse 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Yeah, they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. What that means is they that are pursuing after riches. They are pursuing after riches. Yeah. Money has become their idol. They are pursuing after riches. They will fall into temptation and a snare. And not only that, they will also fall into foolish and hurtful lust. And not only that, when they fall into these things, they will be drowned into destruction and addition. I pray that will not be your portion. But you have to repent so that it won't be your portion. Yeah. Some people have argued that Christians are poor because they are not desperate or riches as the unbelievers have. Yeah. So they say Christians, they always are spiritual, 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 spiritual. They don't create business ideas. They don't develop business skills that will fetch them huge amount of money. They're always praying, fasting, spiritual here, spiritual there. And it is because of that they are poor. Yeah. But you know what? Those people, they are so blind. And they are so wrong. Yeah, because if they really have read the Bible, they will see that men who became so wealthy in the Bible, they never ran after money. They ran after God, not after money. Yeah. Do you even know that Daniel was very rich in Babylon? Yeah. What about Abraham and many others, several others? What of Job? Even Job was very rich, both before he was afflicted and even after the affliction ended. Yeah, these were men that ran after God, not after money. And God blessed them. There are so many examples. Yeah, so here is the principle. You want God to bless you? Run after God. And stop running after money. Now, the principle in the world is run after money or you won't get it. But the principle in the kingdom of God is run after God and then you will get it. And that is why a lot of Christians will die poor. Yeah, they will die in poverty. You know why? Because they will never repent. They will continue to run after money. And that is why they will die poor. And you know why they will die poor? Because God is judging them. They are under God's judgment. And it would have been better if they weren't Christians. When I say better, I mean it would have been better for them financially if they weren't Christians. Yeah, because God wouldn't be judging them. Yeah, but because they call themselves Christians and they've heard these messages over and over, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because they've been hearing these messages over and over, over and over, and they refuse to do what is right. That is why God's judgment is upon them. Yeah. I tell you the truth. That is why God's judgment is upon them. because they have made money their idol, and they don't want to stop that idolatry, then God cursed their finances. Yeah, so it is God himself that has placed the curse of poverty on them. God cursed their finances. And that is why they would die poor. But let's say they backslide completely. Though they've already, I don't know if I should say they've already backslidden, or they are backsliding gradually. But let's say they completely say, I am not serving God anymore. I don't want to become a Christian anymore. You'll be surprised that the following month, they may become rich. And they may become wealthy. Why? Because now, they are completely outside of God's kingdom. They are now out of God's camp. Yeah, so now, they are in the hands of the enemy. They are in the camp of the enemy. Yeah. And the enemy will not make it easy for them to have wealth. Yeah, it's like saying that they are no longer under God's discipline. So it was God's discipline that have put them in poverty. Because God hates idolatry. And that is what they love. They love what God hates. And they continue to serve money. And then God cursed them with poverty. Yeah. So that they will stop. But many of them, they still will not stop. They still did not stop. Yeah, but let's say they now leave God completely. You'll be surprised that after leaving God completely, they may now become rich. And now they will now start preaching and saying, all these years I was serving God. The pastor was saying, pay tithe, give offering, do this. I was doing all of that. And yet I was broke. But now, that I'm no longer a Christian, you can see now I have a lot of money. That is happening. Yeah, so if you want to serve God, I will advise you to do it with the whole of your heart. If you want to follow God, you want to follow Jesus, do it with the whole of your heart. Because if not, the discipline of God can even confuse you. Yeah, and can scatter your life. And can turn you into an atheist and into an enemy of God. Yeah. It can frustrate you. God's discipline can frustrate you. Yeah, because when God is dealing with you, that is the word fighting you. Maybe that would be too high or too much. So let's say he's dealing with you. He will not stop until you change, until you repent and correct your ways. God's discipline will not stop. Yeah, and then you may get frustrated and then you feel like, why have I been serving God all this while? Yeah, nothing is working. Should I even continue to serve God? Yeah, whereas God expected that discipline should humble you and open your eyes to see what you have been doing wrong. That was what I said earlier, that search your heart search for idols in your heart. So you can be paying time, giving offering, and still have money as an idol in your heart. And even with your tithes and offerings, God will still place a curse on your finances because you have made money an idol. We are not in the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament. Yeah, so grace comes with a very serious penalties. If you believe, which I believe, that we are in the era of grace, then you must also believe that this era of grace is a very dangerous era. And it comes with some very serious discipline from God that may scatter your life forever if you are not humble enough to realize what God is telling you or what God is saying. Correct this. Stop this. If you are not humble enough to realize that, God's discipline is enough to throw you out of the kingdom and to make you backslide. So what I'm saying is that if you don't get rid of idols, God himself will help you to backslide. Yeah, since you have chosen to cling to your idols wholeheartedly, God will help you to backslide. He will make it easy for you to backslide. I pray you will not backslide. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so I think I'm going to stop here. It's not about how much point we look at. It's about you getting the message that God has placed in this new topic we are looking at, which is backsliding. So if you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have shown us in your word, in your scriptures at this time. Thank you for warning us concerning idolatry of the heart, idolatry in the heart. Thank you, Lord, for calling our attention to things that are very serious in your kingdom. And ask, O Lord, that you help every one of us here to obey your word. In Jesus' name. I pray for everyone here that are ready making up their mind to get rid of their idols and to serve you with a pure heart. I pray, Lord, that you help them to do that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.